Unit 1, Father.
Pine Ridge 8-1 is 10-6 right now.
He said they're light colored or tan. He said there's about 20 people, long haired, all Indians. And one was standing by the road. He had two pistols and a rifle. He advised they didn't try to stop him, just motioned for them to go on by.
Again, four. Exact time is this supposed to occur, and what time did he make this report?
I asked him the time he came through, and he was all shook up yet. He just said just before he came to the station, or just before he saw the officer. And I asked him what time he was out there, and he said he didn't know. But we got this report from him. Stand by.
Success by 20, the report was made at 6:35.
Did you read 8-1, 6:35?
M4, I'm mapped in the future. I wanted a vehicle dispatched immediately on these calls.
10-4.
The time is 7:39. Yeah. Time is now 7:42 p.m.
All ready.
All ready.
7:10 quarters, a couple.
10-4. All right. 8-9, probably. Iron Shell Residence, Subject Victor at the street. Victor at the street. Fell down in front of the house. Apparently passed out. Step one.
Unit 3 is en route to see if we can get his radio fixed. We're going to check the housing area over on Madison Road. You want us to stand by here or you want us to come on in?
Well, if you see it out there, play it by ear, whatever you think.
Unit 4 to 81.
Unit 4 this Aberdeen 3-5.
Right.
I've got some radio men standing by here for 3. When will he be in?
He's leaving WK right now.
Okay, 10-4. Tell him we'll be looking for him.
I can't tell him. He's already gone and his radio's out, so you'll look for him in that yellow car in about 2-0 minutes.
10-4. Okay. Thank you very much.
Sure.
CP, if I don't catch him, have him report over at PD with that radio, okay?
CP, 10-4. Advise me of your decision if you're going to 10-19 or not.
10-4, you guys have got to go into Rushville, don't you?
That's 10-4, but to depend on the situation out there, it's up to you.
10-4, we'll check the houses. We're going to check this area out here in Madison Road, and then we'll advise you.
Just 10-4.
757.
85-81. Go ahead, Francis.
The time is 4:02.
B.
Thank you.
north of Allen, we're on that cut across toward Heisel.
10-4. It's probably best just our BIA units back each other up.
Time is 4:03. Six. Still waiting on the policeman to report back in, the one that has stopped the station wagon with bell cord in it. There has been no transmissions for the last 4 or 5 minutes. KC-520 is standing by, and we'll let the recorder run. Transmit on the big one, you see.
Are there two radios in there?
Yeah, there's two cars, two radios in that kind of room. You've got the portable, which receives all right.
And the portable?
The portable should be in that car.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll transmit when you get out in the district and receive good. But the other big transmitter will transmit, see. So you can work right out. You're all right.
Oh, huh? I see. Well, let me
yeah.
Hold them back.
Yeah, go ahead.
They probably got one of them shut off. But...
Yeah, turn them both on.
Thank you.
The time is now 4:10. We will pause to save tape. The time is 4:12.
520-86L, 86.
Oh, 520 Aberdeen 35, is that the Plymouth you were referring to a moment ago?
10-4.
Yeah, he's probably got that little receiver turned off and he can't hear you. So, where's he at?
He's out patrolling someplace. I'm going to have a unit go out and look for him. Have him turn that portable on also.
Yeah, that's all it takes to get him back in business for the time being.
520. Which one are you looking for, bud?
The other Plymouth, the other police car, the white one. It's got that little portable radio in along with the regular radio.
Well, I was working this morning. I tried it off, but nobody used it all day.
10-4, they probably got it turned off.
10-4, who's out of this vehicle?
86 and Trottier.
10-4, all of them.
10-4, 86 babysitting today.
10-4.
Score 14. We will pause the tape for the time being to save tape and time. Time is 4:14.
520-92A.
Marco, 86L, 520.
520, go ahead.
Go ahead.
10-4, Planner Jake 1. Said for you to check and see what kind of radio they have in that vehicle before you let it go.
10-4.
The time is 15. We will pause now.
Nothing. We just got names and everything.
Nothing in the vehicle.
520-92, check that antenna and make sure it's a regular car radio antenna, not a two-way.
10-4.
Ron. Donald Apple lives that crazy horse, unit 16.
Okay, 10-4, let's get one of those units out, go up and interview him and find out exactly what he saw.
Time is 6:42.
4-3-3. Come in, uniform. 7-3-5, is en route to WK.
That's 10-4. I can't reach roving 3 on the radio. Is that the radio we was using?
Say, that's the other unit. The reason I asked you to call 300 in case you might want to, in case he's going to go out, at least you'd be aware of the situation.
Roving 3 should have been up there by now. Won't be long.
7-4, I'll see if we can make contact with him. Right. Unit 4, see God. Unit 3.
Pick up 8-5. Information on the Minford Lee Fast Horse. He gives his address as Oak Creek. He's driving a red van registered to Lakota Higher Education. We'd like to know where he's, if he's a member of the AIM or 10-4.
I read that transmission.
10-4.
520.
520.
For information, put that down in the log. Information received from Marshall out here at WK is that John Hussman advised that it's a red van and a white van, and also this black station wagon at Belcourt was reported to be in the other night, Monday night. All three vehicles are out here and apparently built difficulty with them, and they ended en route toward the Porcupine area, and that's where we're headed.
10-4-P-R-8-1, did anyone advise you that the license plate on this car that Belcourt's driving, they're not the right license plate?
Yeah, 10-4, give me that 28 that we got back from Minneapolis.
10-4, stand by.
Time is 6:51.
On the 1028 license number 3 E. Edward N. Nora 376 is on a 1968 yellow Ford four-door registered to Homer C. spelling last name S. Sam P. Paul E. Edward E. Edward S. Sam E. Edward from St. Paul, Minnesota. Minneapolis.
show up with anything yet. We're at the residence of one of the leaders, but we located one van, but that was it.
Yeah, go ahead, radio man.
Okay, we're ready to check out this, this last unit we put in here.
Okay, I'll give you the phone.
Okay, we'll pack up our tools and go over there. We'll be over there.